Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The left fielder, Coco Crisp. Batting third. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting fourth. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fifth. The DH, Jeff Leifer. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aaron Boone. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ben Broussard. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Casey Blake. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Ilardin. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting second. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The DH, Scott Hatteberg. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Keelty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jay Payton. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Marco Scudero. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dan Herron. And now, play ball. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore strikes out. 1 out. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Crisp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta strikes out. 2 outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crisp moves to third. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Leifer hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kendall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Blake. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Swisher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Blake. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Kendall scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Broussard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chavez for the out. Swisher moves to third. 2 outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatteberg hits a line drive towards first. Broussard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Belliard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Broussard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blake strikes out. 1 out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Broussard moves to third. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Broussard is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Sizemore moves to second. 2 outs. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crisp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crisp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Keelty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Belliard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Payton hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Peralta is 0-for-1 in the game. Peralta hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Leifer is 0-for-1 in the game. Leifer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Belliard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Belliard hits a line drive into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Blake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Sizemore. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into left field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0-for-1 in the game. Chavez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone strikes out. 1 out. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Broussard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Broussard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scudero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 0-for-1 in the game. Blake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Keelty is 0 for 1 in the game. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payton is 0 for 1 in the game. Payton hits a fly ball into left field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sizemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coco Crisp batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Crisp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crisp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sizemore moves to second. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 2 in the game. Peralta strikes out. 1 out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sizemore scores. Crisp moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leifer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leifer hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Belliard hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero is 0 for 1 in the game. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swisher is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broussard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Broussard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blake is 0 for 2 in the game. Blake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Joe Kennedy now pitching. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sizemore is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. Blake moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Crisp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Crisp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scudero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Peralta is 0-for-3 in the game. Peralta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez is 0-for-2 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ilartan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into right field. Blake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Keelty is 0-for-2 in the game. Keelty hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Payton is 0-for-2 in the game. Payton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Martinez strikes out. One out. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Leifer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leifer strikes out. Two outs. Ronnie Belliard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Belliard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Belliard takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Belliard moves to second. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Broussard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Broussard hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scudero is 0-for-2 in the game. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kendall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Belliard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Swisher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Blake batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a line drive into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sizemore strikes out. 2 outs. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Crisp is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Crisp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 3 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hatteberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Houston Street now pitching. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 4 in the game. Peralta hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Leifer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Leifer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scudero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Keelty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keelty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Keelty moves to third. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Payton is 0 for 3 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Keelty scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Mark Ellis pinch runs for Dan Johnson. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Scudero is 0 for 3 in the game. Scudero bunts towards third. Boone fields it and has Ellis trapped. There's the throw to Peralta, who tags Ellis for the out. Payton moves to second. 1 out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Payton scores. Scudero moves to third. Kendall moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Swisher is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher is walked intentionally. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta fields it and throws to home to get Scudero. Kendall moves to third. Swisher moves to second. 2 outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 4 in the game. Chavez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Ellis now playing first base. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Broussard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Broussard strikes out. 2 outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Blake is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. David Risk now pitching. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hatteberg is 0 for 4 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Keelty is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Payton hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Crisp. Payton reaches second base with a double. Ellis moves to third. Marco Scudero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Scudero is 0 for 4 in the game. Scudero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Payton moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.